CKUT is currently looking for a music librarian. This individual will be responsible for the management of CKUT's music library. Duties include processing new releases, maintaining the database and card catalog system, training and supervising volunteers, and participating on the steering committee. The candidate should have an excellent knowledge of music, strong organizational and coordination skills, be self-motivated, computer proficient, and willing to learn new skills. Bilingualism is an asset. The music librarian is expected to work a minimum of 35 hours a week. Only those individuals eligible for the Subvention Salaire government program can apply for the job. This is a 6-month position. Please forward your resume with a covering letter to CKUT Hiring Committee, Music Librarian, care of Station Manager, 3647 University, Montreal, Quebec, H3A2B3. You may fax your resume to 514-398-8261 or send an email to admin@ckut.ca. Deadline for application is Monday, May 10th, 1999. CKUT is an equal opportunity employer.
So, just before that announcement on the air, we heard Ani DeFranco, who was at the Spectrum last night, if I remember correctly.
Who's bisexual.
Who's very bisexual, yes. So, controversially so, I would say, because a lot of her loyal lesbian fans are very possessive of her and want to define her as lesbian, but she resists, and she's always fighting. She's a little bit defensive, so...
Well, I guess that sort of illustrates the whole thing we were talking about with Tamara and Robin.
Exactly.
Right? Lesbians want her to be a lesbian, but she's saying, well, yeah, okay, but I'm a bisexual.
Right. So here in the studio, we are honored to have some mothers and daughters. And we have Richard and her mother. Should I call you Madame Trudeau? Oh, right. Yeah, that's her name. And we have Jeannie and Mrs. J. How should we call you?
It's okay.
Mrs. J is good. Mm-hmm. Great.
Hi.
So maybe we'll just start with Jeannie and Mrs. J. Did you guys celebrate Mother's Day together yesterday?
Mom?
No.
Where were you?
Yeah, I was at Toronto. Mm-hmm. I celebrated with my older daughter.
Yeah.
And we celebrate tonight with her, with Jeannie tonight.
Yeah, depending on how this interview goes.
You're going to go out for dinner together?
Uh-huh. That's the plan.
So do you do that often?
Yeah. Like maybe once every 2 weeks.
Yeah, I try to get her out as much as I can, you know, to treat her right.
That's good. So you guys are pretty close.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, we haven't always been, sure. And, I was just trying to calculate in the hallway how long it's been since I've come out to my mom. I think it's been about 6 years. And it's been since then that we've become closer.
Oh, great.
Wouldn't you say, Mom?
She feel it that way because she feel like since she let me know everything, so maybe that's why she makes her more comfortable to be more closer with me. But to me, she's been closer with me since kids.
Right.
Know? So... didn't change much.
For you, it didn't change much?
No, I still feel like we are very close. We can talk about everything.
Great.
Yeah, that makes sense, though, right? That since I came out to you,
yeah,
that I feel closer to you because I told you something that was really important to me.
Otherwise, you feel uncomfortable that you're hiding away something from me because you've been always open with me.
Right. Well, I was always open with you about everything except that, which was very big.
Yeah.
Right, so even if you felt like we were really close the whole time.
Uh-huh.
I was keeping something from you that was important.
Yeah.
And so how did it happen? How did you tell your mother, Jeannie?
Oh. Well, over the phone. Yeah. Well, it's the safest thing.
Yeah, you don't.
Right? So over the phone, and you know what? I didn't plan on saying it, and I wasn't volunteering it. I think I was, I remember. Do you remember?
Yeah, I thought you were telling me story about somebody else, you know. I was taking it, wondering, what she's talking about? Is it real?
Yeah, no, but you said...
Is there something wrong somewhere?
Oh, dear. Yeah, but you said, Mom, you said something about Tony, my older brother, and how he knows. Nobody that we know is listening, Mom.
Yeah.
Okay, my mom was saying something about my brother and about how he knows what it's like to be a parent because he has kids. And how, you know, my sister will never know because she doesn't have kids. And how I will know one day when I get married and have kids. And that's the opportunity I took. I said, well, Mom, it's not going to happen. And,
okay.
And then there was this long silence, and then you yeah. asked, you asked me, are you normal?
Yeah, I wonder. Yeah. I always wondered, is she normal or not?
Yeah, that's what
she and did you, you always wondered, even when she was younger, whether she was heterosexual?
No, I never thought of anything. I mean, you know, I mean, to our nationality before, this is really should be in the closet. I mean, nobody ever bring it out. And tell the truth, until today, it still bothers me. But I still wonder if she's really, really normal like the rest of those, some other kid, will I feel the same or not? I don't know.
You think you would love me more? Impossible.
No. That won't change. I love her just as much as I love her before, and love her as much as I will be later. That won't change.
So when Jeannie came out to you, did that change your attitude towards gays and lesbians? What was your attitude before
out to you? No, I never feel anything wrong, you know, and I've been meeting different people at my restaurant before. I find even the men are more gentle and more nice, and I never have anything against it, but yet I never think of one day my kid tell me this.
Right.
So
It's okay, Mom.
And Jeannie, like, do you find that well, you've already said that your mother and you are closer.
Yeah.
Right? So it was really an important thing for you to tell your mother.
Yeah, at the time that I decided to tell her, it wasn't so that we could get closer. I just couldn't, you know, I couldn't, you know, maintain a relationship like that anymore, you know, without this big unspoken thing. It was too much.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, a part of me was secretly hoping that my mom would just, like, throw me out of the house and, like, never want to talk to me again. Then I wouldn't have to deal. You know what I mean? You ever heard that before? I've heard that before.
Wow.
Anyways, because it's a big thing. We had all these long, you know, painful conversations after that, trying to sort it out, and me trying to explain different ways of understanding what it is, you know, that I'm living and how I identify myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, different tactics, and then having to like repeat arguments too, because because sometimes like it was as if she forgot.
Right, because it's easier not to think of it. Really.
Yeah, yeah, or to say, you know, like it's a phase, or I remember one time you said I could quit smoking, right? If I could quit smoking, then I could, and you know, had willpower enough to quit smoking, that I could also have willpower enough to like not live this way, like right. It was a choice, an actual choice, and I never felt like it was a choice.
Mm-hmm. And Mrs. J, you've kind of have an understanding of Jeannie's lifestyle. Like, I'm sure when she first told you, you were scared and you were thinking, oh, you know, she won't have children and I won't have grandchildren, and maybe it's a scary lifestyle because...
Yeah.
Like, you had worries about her.
Yeah, I do worry about that. And I wish that she wasn't that way. But since, you know, like, even I grow older, maybe... hear more and see more, and then have a more open mind, you know. And yet I accept it as she's my child, she's my kid. I got to love her as doesn't matter what happened. Mm-hmm. As long as now deep in me is I want her to be healthy and happy. And she's been a good kid since she was a baby. I cannot ask for more. She's been very, very honest and very, you know, good natured and been very helpful. So I wonder if she's not this way, maybe in another way, maybe I wouldn't have a good kid like this. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
You know? So sometimes I accept it, and I said maybe God meant it to be this way. So what else I can say? I still love her.
Yeah, right. And Jeannie, do you think it's hard for your mom to accept it?
Yeah.
I can kind of understand what she was going through when you were, because, you know, when you're coming out, you always think it's all about yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's also about your mom's experience of thinking about it, and she has to decide whether she's going to tell other people or not.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's a source of shame. Yeah, if I had to categorize it somehow, it's certainly not pride. But then there are other things, too, that my mom keeps in the closet, like the fact that I live on the plateau and not in the basement of the house where we grew up in Côte d'Ivoire. You know, that's another thing. Or, you know, I've disappointed my mom in other ways, too. I never became a doctor. You know, I mean, that was kind of a big deal.
She's almost a doctor. She's a master.
It's not quite the same. But yeah, I think at the time I was, when I decided, I was conscious of the fact that my brother had kids, and mm-hmm. you know, the pressure was off of me in that way.
All right.
Yeah, that was a big consideration, and I also knew of, you know, my place among my siblings. You know, I know that I'm seen as a good kid.
Right.
And partly all the efforts that I've made to, like, be good and, you know, win approval and all of that was because I knew from very, very early on that there was something about me and I better compensate. I better be good.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Mrs. J, did you tell anyone when Jeannie told you? Like, did you have anyone that you could talk to?
No. Only talk among in my own with my own kids.
Right.
Because I like I told her before, everybody got their own lifestyle, but we don't have to blab about it.
Mm. Like on the radio.
You know, like we don't have to label ourselves, especially some acted in the wrong way, and then the people will look at you with a strange idea. Oh, that's the way they react, and that's the way they behave. Wow, like, you know, really give people the wrong impression that's not normal. Not normal people, not normal at all, like, you know. So, but now I see that I meet the people that she's associated with. They are normal people, just like you and me. And that's why I said, that's your lifestyle, as long as you're happy and you're not hurting anyone. But don't label it. Mm. You don't have to, because we all got our own private life, our own private thing to do. Am I right?
But if we do label it, Mom, what's wrong with it? What will happen?
Nothing wrong, but like I said, we still live in this society. We uh-huh. don't live in our own house and close the door. Uh-huh. We still have to face everyone outside. Uh-huh. And not everyone have open mind mm-hmm. like you and me.
Mm-hmm. So if there was, say, a group...
And I don't want her to get hurt.
But if there was a group where people did have open minds, say there was a group of other parents of lesbians and gays, do you think that would be helpful for you? Do you think you'd be interested in talking about your experience? Because those people wouldn't be judging, you know, because they would be in the same situation, right? You'd have actually something in common.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I don't encourage, you see? Like I said, I still don't want to label it. Mm-hmm. Because not everyone accepted outside, and some have narrow mind, and some have dirty mind.
Yeah, but Mom, what if there was a group of, like, Richard's mom and, like, some other of my friends' moms, right, that got together every month to, like, talk about stuff? Like, do you think that you would be able to tell them how you felt when I came out and what you're afraid of for me and that kind of thing?
I think everybody know. I think everybody know that, you know, because if not everybody accepted, then some even do it on purpose to hurt the people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but would you find it helpful to talk to other parents?
I don't mind to help if someone think that I can be helpful.
Oh.
Okay, right.
So you would talk to parents that their kids just came out and they were having a hard time?
I don't mind to talk to them, but tell you the truth, I still have makes up hurt feeling inside. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I wonder if I'm something wrong with me or why she turned out to be this way. Even though, like I said, I see more, I have more open-minded now, but I, once in a while, you know, I still ask myself or I still have mixed up feeling with it.
Mm-hmm. And have you met any of Jeannie's girlfriends?
I met a lot of her friends, mm-hmm. but...
Have you ever introduced your girlfriend, Jeannie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just one. I mean, I had three girlfriends before. My mom just thought they were my friends, right? But my last girlfriend, 5 years ago.
Oh, Celine? Is this Celine?
Sorry, oh, no, I just
the one that gone to Ottawa, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But they are nice girls.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And if I had a girlfriend now, I would introduce her to my mom.
Yeah.
Would that be okay, Mom?
Yeah, as long as she don't hurt you.
Sure. I'm proud of you for coming on the show, Mom.
It's okay. You're my kid. What can I do, right? I still love her. I wish I don't.
Dear, happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mrs. J, and thank you, Jeannie. And we'll just go to a musical break, and we'll be back with Richard and her mom.
Spéciaux étudiants tous les vendredis.
Trois salles, trois DJ.
Main Room, Jazz Junior.
Bamboo Bar, Dance and Disco avec Bodzilla.
1400 Montcalm.
Lounge Hip Hop avec Dr. Love.
Club Unity.
1400 Montcalm.
You're listening to Dykes on Mics here at CKUT 90.3 FM, and the tune that played just before the cart was Julio Iglesias. Nice selection, Richard.
Thank you.
What's the name of the song?
Mammy Blue.
Uh-huh. He didn't do that first. That was, I don't know who did that first.
I have no idea.
No, eh? That's an old song.
Oh.
Yes.
You never heard of Lana?
No,
oh, you're
I'm
too young.
Unfamiliar.
You're far too young. Yeah.
Very young. I'm very young.
Okay, so we are welcoming now another set, Richard and her mom.
Isabelle.
Isabelle.
So.
Bienvenue à l'émission.
Merci.
Merci pour la venue.
Alors, so we're going to speak in French for a little while.
Oui.
Oui. Et, ben, Isabelle, je sais que tu as 3 enfants gays.
Oui.
Alors, c'est, mais sur 9 enfants, c'est pas comme si tous les 3 enfants sont... Si tu avais 3 enfants puis ils étaient tous gays. Alors, tous les membres de ta famille, tous tes enfants sont très différents.
Très.
Et, ben, avant l'émission, tu m'as dit... que t'aimes ça, que le monde t'accepte comment toi tu es. Alors, toi, t'acceptes tes enfants comme individus aussi.
Exactement.
J'ai beaucoup apprécié cette commentaire.
Merci.
Et est-ce que c'était Richard qui était la première qui a dit qu'elle était lesbienne ou gay?
Non, je pense que c'est Jean-Louis. Hein. C'est, oui, dans les filles, c'est Richard, mais les garçons, j'ai un garçon gay, Jean-Louis. Mais lui, je le savais depuis qu'il était petit, donc c'était pas une surprise.
Et,
mais Richard, c'était une surprise.
Puis quand tu as vu que tu avais un enfant gay, est-ce que tu as paniqué? Est-ce que tu as pensé que ça serait difficile pour lui ou tu l'acceptais dès le début?
Moi, je l'accepte, mais je pense que c'est difficile pour eux.
Mm-hmm. C'est ça
quelque
souvent
fois,
que les parents
que
disent.
Parce que, premièrement, leur première difficulté, ils ont de la difficulté à te le dire à toi. Tu sais? Puis quand ils te le disent, tu te dis, bien, pourquoi qu'ils ne l'ont pas dit avant, tu sais?
C'est ça.
Parce qu'ils ont peur, mais ils ne devraient pas avoir peur.
Oui.
Parce que leur mère, c'est leur mère, puis même s'ils disent qu'ils sont gays, pourquoi qu'elle l'accepterait pas, son enfant? C'est son enfant.
Et Richard, est-ce que tu avais peur de dire ça à ta mère?
Ben moi, j'ai pas vraiment pensé, parce que je m'étais pas vraiment posé la question. J'ai pas eu besoin de faire un coming out. C'est arrivé naturellement. Puis, en fait, la façon que c'est arrivé, c'est que ma sœur a dit à ma mère que je sortais avec une fille. Puis, j'avais même pas encore réfléchi à ça vraiment. T'sais. Je m'étais pas posé la question. Ah, oh, je suis lesbienne. Faudrait que j'en parle. T'sais. C'était même pas. C'était tellement naturel. C'était vraiment. Donc, puis un soir, j'étais dans un bar. Oh, c'était l'enfer. Je suis dans un bar, je suis assise sur les genoux.
Je voulais voir
de
la
ma
perspective
blonde.
De ta mère après.
Puis qui je vois rentrer dans le bar? Ma mère avec ma soeur.
J'étais dans un bar lesbienne.
Je capotais. C'est comme. Non, ça, là j'ai comme. Anyway, c'était quelque chose. Puis là, c'était comme ma soeur qui a dit à ma mère que je suis lesbienne. Puis elle me dit j'étais à quel bar, puis elle l'avait amenée. Anyway.
Et qu'est-ce que tu pensais en entrant dans ce bar-là? Tu voulais voir Richard, puis tu voulais la dire que c'était correct?
Je voulais savoir c'était quoi le milieu.
OK, ouais.
Parce que je connaissais pas du tout le milieu gay. Tout ce que je connaissais des choses gays, c'était des films que je voyais. Donc, c'est pas toujours la réalité, les films. Fait que je voulais voir.
Oui, tout à fait.
Puis t'as vu?
Eh oui.
Est-ce que c'était un peu choquant ou c'était quoi votre réaction quand tu rentrais dans le bar?
Non, c'était pas choquant, non. C'était, comment je dirais ça? Pour moi, c'était quelque chose de très, très nouveau. Donc, c'est sûr que tu regardes partout. Comme on dit, t'as l'air folle de regarder partout comme ça, mais c'est ta réaction, je pense, un peu normale, là. Mais c'est sûr que ça fait un choc de voir ta fille avec une autre fille pour la première fois. Puis après, c'est correct, mais pour la première fois, ça fait un choc.
Mm-hmm. Oui.
Mm-hmm. Et depuis que tes enfants ont fait leur coming out, est-ce que tu penses que ta perception des gays et lesbiennes ont changé? Est-ce que tu es plus sensibilisée à la style de vie ou à les...
Non, parce que, comme je disais tantôt, je connaissais pas le milieu gay, donc ma perception était nulle. Donc, j'ai appris à voir des gens gays, c'est tout.
Mm-hmm.
C'est différent.
Puis tu accueilles les amants et les amantes de tes enfants gays et lesbiennes.
Certainement.
De la même façon que tes autres enfants.
Mais oui.
Ben, t'es au courant.
Oui, je suis très au courant. Et j'ai beaucoup aimé ça. Puis, est-ce que tu t'es déçue un peu que tes enfants, peut-être, ils n'auraient pas d'enfants à cause qu'ils sont gays et lesbiennes?
Non, ça me dérange pas du tout. Non, parce que, de toute façon, j'ai déjà 4 petits-enfants.
Ouais.
Et puis, même si j'en avais pas d'autres, j'aurais juste ces 4-là, ça me dérange pas. En autant que je n'aurais eu un. Donc, j'en ai 4. Je suis très comblée.
Et si Richard ou sa blonde décidaient d'avoir un enfant, est-ce que tu penserais que ça serait différent que tes autres petits-enfants?
Non.
Non.
Non, ce serait pas différent. Pourquoi ce serait différent?
Oui, tout à fait. Je suis d'accord. et Richard, pour toi, est-ce que t'as jamais vraiment passé du temps ta mère n'était pas au courant? Parce que dès que tu étais au courant que tu étais lesbienne, ta mère a su.
Oui, ben oui. Comme quelques mois après.
Oui.
Même peut-être un mois après.
Mm-hmm. Alors, t'as pas passé une période où t'étais pas proche de ta mère à cause de ça? Ça a jamais été un secret?
Mais aussi, je pense que je suis très chanceuse, tu sais. La famille d'où je viens, tu sais, le monde est super ouvert dans ma famille, puis c'est rare, puis je le sais, tu sais. Mm. Donc, ça a jamais été un gros problème, tu sais, pour moi, là. Ça a jamais été... Puis c'est vrai, au début, tu sais, c'était difficile pour... Puis j'ai remarqué que c'était difficile pour ma mère qu'elle me voit avec une fille, tu sais. Parce que je me rappelle d'avoir présenté ma blonde à ma mère la première fois, puis je me rappelle qu'elle n'était pas capable de la regarder dans les yeux, tu sais. Puis je l'ai remarqué, tu sais. Mais je savais que... Tu sais, je voulais pas non plus choquer ça. Je voulais pas choquer le... Je voulais qu'elle s'habitue, justement, à son rythme. Puis j'avais pas besoin de choquer parce que je savais que... Je suis super chanceuse. Tu sais, vraiment, même mes frères, mes sœurs, tu sais... Il y a juste un de mes frères avec qui ça a été difficile, tu sais, qu'il voulait pas comprendre. Puis, mais à part de ça, dans ma famille, c'est super ouvert. Fait que j'ai jamais eu un... comme struggle, tu sais, comme j'ai jamais eu de problème à ce niveau-là, tu sais.
Mm-hmm.
Tout a été ouvert chez nous.
Et dans ton milieu, est-ce que tu trouves que c'est... comme est-ce que tu as de la difficulté à dire à tes amis ou à ta famille que...
Non.
Non.
Non, ma famille le sait. J'ai 8 sœurs, un frère. Ils le savent. Et puis, mes amis aussi le savent. Parce que moi, je voulais pas vivre, me sentir mal si mes amis viennent puis que ma fille est là avec sa blonde ou que mon fils est là avec son chum. Je voulais pas me sentir mal par rapport à ça. Je veux qu'ils sachent. Si eux, ça fait pas leur affaire, mais ils ont juste à s'en aller chez eux. Moi, je suis chez moi.
Ah oui. Alors, est-ce que tu as eu l'expérience où ils t'ont jugé parce que tu es la mère de...
S'ils m'ont jugé, je ne l'ai pas su.
C'est bon. Oui.
Parce qu'ils n'ont pas fait rien pour que je m'en aperçoive.
Mais je pense que ça serait tellement mal placé de juger une mère. Ça serait vraiment épouvantable de faire ça parce que... Je pense qu'il devrait plutôt avoir de la compassion. T'sais, s'il faut qu'il y ait une réaction, la réaction la pire, ça pourrait être de la compassion. T'sais. Parce que la seule chose que tu peux dire, « Ah, pas vrai. » C'est la pire chose que tu pourrais... La pire réaction que tu pourrais avoir, mais tu sais... Je pense qu'il faudrait être un monstre pour...
Oui, je pense que c'est commun. Puis on voit ça dans le film La vie en rose. Avec les voisins et les voisines qui jugent la mère du petit gars qui est très féminin. Mm. Tu sais?
Parce que c'est souvent les mères qui prennent la culpabilité pour les erreurs ou les faux de les enfants.
Puis la mère était très, très gênée de son enfant, puis elle essayait de la changer pour qu'il soit plus masculin et puis moins, évidemment, gay.
Mm-hmm.
Je pense que ça arrive trop souvent, puis c'est extraordinaire de voir un exemple comme le vôtre. Où,
c'est juste que c'est tellement loin de ma réalité.
Oui, ouais. C'est tellement cool que c'est si loin de ta réalité.
Mm.
Ouais. Alors, est-ce que tu penses que tu as fait de l'éducation chez ta famille puis tes amis par rapport à ça? Parce que c'est clair que tu as donné un bon exemple de...
Oui, parce que j'ai une de mes sœurs que sa fille est lesbienne, puis elle me l'avait jamais dit. Puis après, elle me l'a dit.
Oui.
Oui.
Puis est-ce
elle avait peur de le dire, elle.
Et est-ce que toi, est-ce que tu participerais à un groupe de mères de lesbiennes? Par exemple, comme à tous les années, un défilé de la fierté gay lesbienne. Souvent, il y a des groupes de parents et familles de gays lesbiennes. Est-ce que tu participerais à quelque chose comme ça?
Non, parce que j'aime pas ça. Ah. J'aime pas les foules. Je me sens pas bien dans ça.
Puis un groupe d'appui ou un groupe, you know, de parents.
Je sais pas qu'est-ce que c'est que tu veux dire, un groupe d'appui.
Oui, un groupe de soutien, juste des mères et pères des lesbiennes et des gays qui ont, peut-être eux autres, ils ont des problèmes à accepter leurs enfants. Puis toi, tu pourrais offrir beaucoup, tu sais. Mais tu penses pas que tu as besoin de soutien, vraiment?
Non, j'aime pas ça. Non.
C'est juste pas ton genre.
Non, mm-hmm. C'est ça, mm-hmm. Exactement.
Ouais, je comprends.
Moi non plus, je suis pas très groupe.
Ouais, non plus. Comme mère, comme pire, whatever. Mais on n'a pas beaucoup de temps qui reste. Est-ce que tu as quelque chose à dire, Richard, ou est-ce que tu veux ajouter quelque chose qu'on n'a pas...
Pas grand-chose.
Non, c'est bon. Non, c'est, bon.
Mais c'est extraordinaire d'avoir... Ouais. Les mères puis les filles ici.
Uh-huh.
C'est très. C'est rare.
C'est intense.
C'est courageux. C'est courageux. Puis, mm-hmm. Ouais, on l'apprécie beaucoup. Puis, j'espère que nos auditrices.
Our audience.
On apprécie ça parce que c'est une super belle façon de célébrer la fête des mères, je trouve. Mais, merci beaucoup à vous deux.
Merci.
And just before we go, I just wanted to mention a few books that are available. And there's a couple of books that are just stories of, you know, of individual mothers and what they went through. There's also books that you can buy that are a gift for your mother or father as you're coming out. So if you know, feel like your parents don't know exactly what it means to be gay and lesbian, if you think they're going to freak out, then a book might help them to...
You mean give it to them before you tell them? No.
Or as you tell them. Mom, Dad, I have a book for you. It's called Now That You Know. So you know, right? Yeah, so there's a book. It's called Now That You Know. And it's kind of the classic, which... Right. It, and it's the obvious choice as a gift to your parents when you're coming out.
Especially
and
if you're gay man.
Yeah, okay. Is it? Especially if you're a gay man, Jeannie says. So... And so I'm sure it's full of resources, information to help parents deal with the information that they just got. There's also a book. It's a lovely anthology edited by Louise Rafkin. It's called Different Mothers, Mothers of Gays and Lesbians Talk About Their Lives. And so they tell their experiences. So, you know, you could give that to your mother as well so that she could, you know, hear other stories of how other people dealt with it and kind of find, you know, support in that way. And, of course, Chastity Bono, daughter of Cher, wrote a book called Family Outing, or she edited a book called Family Outing, and it's about families and coming out. And, you know, it got good reviews. And they're very, I think they're the most media, you know, mother and lesbian daughter that we know, and I think they're a great example. And we see that they do have conflicts between, you know, between Chastity and Cher, right? And Cher doesn't totally accept, but Chastity is very, very visible, and so she kind of has to accept that. And a lovely story is Ellen and her mom. So her mom wrote a book called Love, Ellen, A Mother-Daughter Journey. Her mother's name is Betty, and she's become an activist.
And, she's doing a book tour.
Yeah, she's doing a book tour, and even before that, she was a spokesperson for some prominent gay and lesbian group, and she was the first heterosexual spokesperson for this gay and lesbian group. But she's been very supportive of her daughter Ellen, right?
So yeah. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, those are some books that you could check out. They're all available at L'Androgyne on Celeron, and. I would recommend them if you're interested in the topic or if you're going through this yourself and thinking that maybe it's time for you to come out to your parents, or if your parents are you've already come out and your parents are just having trouble dealing with it. So,
yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, exactly. Good resources, and maybe even something to read before you even tell them. It's not a bad idea to read those books yourself to just get some idea. You just used that as an example because I did give my mom that Louise Rafkin one.
Oh, nice.
And I probably should have read it first just because she found it hard.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say that it's a quick and easy read, actually. And so So it's, you know, a mother doesn't have to be, like, she doesn't have to, she's, no, I'm not going to read this book. Mm-hmm. I mean, she could just easily skim through it and just, and actually be interested. Mm-hmm. She might say, oh, no, I don't want to, right?
Yeah. But, yeah. It all depends. I mean, I'm just saying that because, you know your mom. So mm-hmm. is this the sort of book that she'd be into reading?
Yeah, right. Right.
There's a few different choices, yeah. So.
And unfortunately, I don't have any books en français. I don't think that, No, I don't think that there are any at this moment. But anyway, you could go to L'Androgyne and check that out if you're looking for a book in French.
Because there might be articles, mm-hmm. at any rate.
Yeah. And just before we go, I wanted to mention that we haven't mentioned Bill 32, which is the new law that, or the new bill that has been proposed in Parliament in the Quebec, in the Quebec legislature. And it proposes that gay and lesbian same-sex couples would have the same rights as common law couples. So in future shows, Deb, we'll talk a little bit more about that and see about the implications of it. It's supposed to be presented before the end of June, but it doesn't look like it's going to pass until the fall. So yeah, anyway, we'll keep posted on that very exciting issue here in Quebec. Yeah. And coming up next is Underground Sounds.
We're late. Thank you, Underground Sounds.
And thanks so much for listening to our, great show tonight.
And thanks to the mothers and the daughters.
Yeah.
Merci beaucoup.
Happy Mother's Day, one day late. Mm-hmm. So tune in next week for La Balade des Furies, Monday at 7. And Dex and Mike's will be back in 2 weeks' time.
Good night. The next tune Richard wanted me to say is a tune from...
Talon Aiguille. High Heel. And it's a mother who sings that song for her daughter who is in prison. So, yeah.
Nice. Good night.